The 30th meeting for friendship among peoples is underway in Rimini, Italy this week under the auspices of the Communion and Liberation Movement, which yearly brings together more than 700,000 people for a week of intense spiritual, cultural, and intellectual exchange. One of the areas of focus at this year's edition has been the continent of Africa, which Pope Benedict XVI visited for the first time in his papacy earlier this year. We spoke about the continent's prospects with CNL Kenya leader David Kerbayat, who is a law professor at the University of Nairobi and a participant in this year's meeting.
The future of Africa, for sure, is changing a lot because the African people are becoming much more educated. And are becoming more aware of their rights. Because previously, when we usually had before dictatorial governments who used to sit on the people, now that one has changed. And people now are becoming much, much more responsible. You can see maybe in the last 5 years that you've had so many, say, elections in Africa, and have been much more democratic, where the voices of the people have been heard. But this is changing. This is changing because I think now there is much more demand, say, in Europe, to look at Africa. Like, Africa is part of the whole world, and maybe some of the problems of Europe can be resolved if they resolve the problems of Africa. So with this kind of a general awareness that is coming about in the whole of the world, and especially in Europe, it's helping a lot the people of Africa.